Welcome to Fear and Greed Sunday Feature. I'm Michael Thompson. Today's interview is actually a really topical one. This week, we saw social media platform Reddit hit the New York Stock Exchange in what was a very successful IPO. It priced its IPO at $34 a share and debuted at $47 and closed on its first day at $50.44. That is up 48%. Of course, that was just the first day, but it certainly got some attention. So we thought it was a good opportunity to revisit this interview from late last year with Yvonne Quinn, who's a senior executive at Reddit, because it really covers the basics, what Reddit does, how long they've done it for, how businesses use the platform. It is a really interesting chat. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business Interview. I'm Sean Aylmer. When we talk about social media, it's usually about Facebook, Insta, TikTok, X, the household names of the sector. But there are other very big, very powerful players out there, some with hundreds of millions of active users that have been around just as long and in some cases even longer. One of those is Reddit. R-E-D-D-I-T, Reddit. Today, I wanted to learn more about the platform, how it works, who uses it, and how businesses are engaging with it. Yvonne Quinn is the head of business marketing, Europe and Australia for Reddit. Yvonne, welcome to Fear and Greed.
Thanks, Sean. It's so great to be here.
We love Reddit at Fear and Greed because if any of our shows or stories end up on Reddit, it is amazing the audience it attracts. But for many people, they probably don't know Reddit like they know some of those other social media platforms. Give me a 101 on Reddit. It's about individual communities, isn't it?
It really is. I think the best way to encapsulate Reddit is kind of the home of community. So it's a place where people go to find people just like themselves, connected by interests, and a place where people can be completely connected to similar things and share a really bonded experience online that's different like anywhere else on the internet.
Yeah, but some of the topics, I mean, I was browsing it before this interview, and it's from house explosions in the US through to sport, through to incredibly serious topics like domestic violence and things like that. It is extremely broad, isn't it, Yvonne?
It's so broad. And I think the way that I love to look at it is Reddit is almost like a representation of humanity. There is so many different topics of discussion, whether it is helping you make major life decisions, whether it is helping you through crisis moments in your life, or whether it's just helping you, you know, find a new hairdryer or find a new skincare routine, interests across all spans of humanity.
Now, I might have this wrong, but I think of my social media platforms as very, very personal. Facebook is about me. X is about my view on the world. Insta is just how good looking I am, Yvonne, those sorts of things. Whereas Reddit, I don't know, it's less about self, I find.
I think you're so right. And I think it's really interesting that you view other platforms as, like, as you say, you view Facebook as about you. And I think that's really interesting because the way that we like to think about things is other social platforms is kind of a place where you're connected by friends or by family or people you went to school with or just by people that you've known in your life. So it's a representation of how you're connected to people. But what makes Reddit really different is Reddit tends to be a true reflection of who you really are as a person. So, for example, if you think about your experience on other social platforms, it's where you start to share things that happen in your life, and it's where you connect with people that are in your life. So you can post something on Instagram and you can have your colleagues or your coworkers or your families react to it. But is that a true representation of who you really are, all of your interests across everything that you love to do? On Reddit, you're not connected through the people that you know in your life. You're actually connected with the things that you're most passionate about. So on Instagram, you might not post a picture about trying to really nail that exact temperature of the coffee that you want because you're a coffee lover. But on Reddit, you'll join coffee communities and you'll understand the best coffee, the best regions the coffee can come from, what temperature to really get the milk out to make the most perfect cortado. Can you tell I'm a coffee enthusiast, guys?
Look, I've got to tell you, Michael, our producer, he literally in the last week posted on Instagram a photo of him making a coffee because we have a great coffee sponsor, and the design he put on top of the coffee, and he posted it on Instagram. So this is actually hurting me, this conversation, Yvonne, but I get your point. I get your point here. Tell me, how many people use Reddit globally, and what about in Australia?
So we don't tend to break down country by country, but across the world, we have such a highly engaged audience, and we see over 70 million daily active unique users coming to the platform every day, connecting in over 100,000 active communities across a variation of interests.
Stay with me, Yvonne. We'll be back in a minute. I'm speaking to Yvonne Quinn from Reddit. Okay, so is there a typical user?
No, again, I think, as I mentioned, Reddit is truly a representation of humanity. So in the way that you will get lots of different people in the human race with lots of different interests and lots of different niche interests or collective interests, you will find a huge range of users on our platform connected by various different things. So you can be a football or a soccer fan, and no matter what region you come from, you can find a community that is completely focused on football in its own right as a British or an Australian word, or you can find soccer fans during that same sport experience, united in soccer communities. You can also find people that are truly enthusiastic about cocktails or
coffee, perhaps.
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee.
I could speak about coffee all day. I am a huge coffee enthusiast, and if you looked at me on Reddit, you would really understand how passionate I am about getting the right coffee in my life.
Clearly, that's where I'm going after this interview. What are the topics and content, or what topics and content is most popular?
I don't think there's anything that's most popular. I think there's a wide range of interests. So typically, a lot of people have a perception that Reddit is a home to people that are enthusiastic about gaming or technology or crypto. But honestly, there is such an abundance of communities around a variation of topics. So we have people that come to the platform that are seeking legal advice or financial advice. We have people coming to the platform because they're a growing family and they're trying to figure out what car suits their needs as a growing family. So they jump into communities like r/whatcarcouldibuy. Or again, they are makeup addicts and they are coming because they are looking to see the latest trends or the latest contouring techniques because they want to get their face and their makeup routine in a completely flawless way. I think there's not a popular community. We kind of classify Reddit as a home for everyone.
Okay. So what about, we are a business podcast, I forget that sometimes, how do businesses use Reddit?
I think there's so many ways in which businesses can use Reddit. And I think if we start with the why businesses come to Reddit. So for us, communities offer something really different because the consumer behavior within communities is a different opportunity for brands. So as I mentioned, Reddit is a place where people can be found in places that are meaningful to them in ways that will actually resonate with them. And because of this, we've seen that when brands start to activate Reddit as part of their media plan, they see really successful results with maximum returns against their spend. So I'll use myself as an example in this. As a standard media buy on other platforms in the internet, I tend to be my demographics. I'm my gender, I'm my age, I'm my location. And if a business is trying to reach me elsewhere on the internet, they'll know me as Yvonne. They'll know me as a 30-something woman living in London. But what can that really tell you about me? And will that information help you as a business see the maximum returns if you want to convert me with your campaign? But if you find me on Reddit, because our users are organized around their passions in communities where they're completely passionate and sharing those interests, you're able to get much more information about the people and the audiences you're trying to reach. So on Reddit, I'm not Yvonne, I'm not 30-something, I may or may not live in London, I'm actually Wandering Scott, which is my username I go by. As you know, I'm a coffee lover, but I'm also a dog owner. I'm really interested in new experiences and traveling. I'm trying really hard to refine my 30-plus skincare routine because that changes when you pass a certain milestone in your life. And please don't judge me.
I haven't got one yet. I'm going to have to start going to Reddit to find my skincare routine.
r/skincare advice can really be your new best friend if you're looking
for it. I suppose the point here is that the data is richer. So what you're saying is if you're an advertiser, the information on Wandering Scott is richer than it might be on another platform.
It absolutely is. You can understand much more about who the person is and a place that they want to be found. Therefore, you stand a higher likelihood of being able to convert them. And if you're a brand, there's so many ways in which you can do that on Reddit. So first and foremost, you can simply pull up a chair and you can listen to customers within each community. You have that opportunity to do social listening. So if you're a new brand who's looking to find gaps in the market, or you're a big brand who's just simply looking to improve products or services or reach new audiences, Reddit's a platform with people actively sharing opinions and perspectives that can be really incredibly useful to you in order to understand consumer needs. But then more traditionally, there's loads of different advertising formats where brands can tap into to be able to build campaigns that are more centric around their individual needs or their campaign objectives. And we have a whole range of products within our product suite, from the typical formats you might expect, ranging from promoted posts and promoted videos, various different styles of takeovers that you can do, whether it's front page takeovers or category takeovers, which are really great for brands looking to get awareness and drive campaign efficiency. And then we also have conversation placements, opportunities for brands and advertisers who kind of want to understand the heart of Reddit users, the interactions that they have and the exchanges that they have. I think there's a range of different product opportunities that can help you be more targeted in trying to find the audience that is right for your brand.
Yvonne, thank you for talking to Fear and Greed.
Thank you, guys.
That was Yvonne Quinn, Head of Business Marketing, Europe and Australia for Reddit. This is the Fear and Greed Business Interview. Join us every morning for the full episode of Fear and Greed, Australia's best business podcast. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your day.